Faith rewarded, meeting the payments. July 26, the fateful day when the second payment on the Loma Linda property was due, dawned with still no money in sight. If the payment was not made by 2 p.m., the property and the initial $5,000 would be lost. Would deliverance come, or would the enemy succeed in bringing defeat? A meeting of the conference committee had been called for that morning in Los Angeles at their new office on the second floor of 257 South Hill Street. A heavy cloud of perplexity hung over the assembly. Some felt the circumstances justified the misgivings they had entertained from the start. Others, Elder Burden recounted, remembered the clear words that had come through the testimonies, and refused to concede there should be failure. As they reached out for deliverance, someone suggested that the morning mail had not yet come and perhaps relief would come from that source. Elder Burden tells the heartwarming story. Soon after this, the postman was heard coming up the stairs. He opened the door and delivered the mail. Among the letters was one bearing the postmark Atlantic City, New Jersey. The letter was opened, and it was found to contain a draft for $5,000, just the amount needed for the payment. Needless to say, the feelings of those who had been critical were quickly changed. Eyes filled with tears, and one who had been especially critical was the first to break the silence. With trembling voice, he said, "It seems that the Lord is in this matter. Surely He is," was the reply, "and He will carry it through to victory." The influence that filled the room that day hushed the spirit of criticism. It was as solemn as the judgment day. Among those to whom Ellen White had written appealing for funds was a woman in Atlantic City, and Elder Burden points out, "The Lord put it into her heart to respond and to mail the letter just at the time when our faith had been tested almost to the limit, that it might be revived and strengthened."